Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by Coase BMW. Here's Nick and Cecil.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, what a fantastic song. As we start today's conversation about the NBA and the Denver Nuggets by going to that Fireball VIP line. Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk. It is Danny Manning joining us. Danny, good evening. Welcome to Nick and Cecil on the Fan.
How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic talking to you, Danny. And to jump in on the Nuggets on this NBA season, just kind of some of your expectations here with the NBA in the bubble. What kind of excitement, twists, turns could you anticipate seeing here as the NBA, you know, gets their season fired up again?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of things that we haven't noticed before, just in regards to, you know, you're playing an NBA game, but nobody really has home court advantage. You know, us on TV, we can see the logos on the court, but those are superimposed on there. And so, you know, as we go through this, it'll be interesting to see what teams can stay the healthiest. That's what it's going to come down to. Who can stay the healthiest? Who can keep their players out of harm's way? And if you're able to do that, you're going to have a great chance of having a really nice run during this restart.
So, Danny, you've played in this game, the NBA, for 15 seasons, and you just recently coached for Wake Forest. And when I think about that, I look at Mike Malone, and he's trying to develop two players, Bol Bol and Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. was a sensational player out of Mizzou, but he struggled on the defensive end on the floor. If you were coaching him, how would you actually get him up to speed with becoming a better defensive player?
Well, I think the first thing for Michael Porter Jr. is being completely healthy. You know, I had a chance to watch him quite a bit in high school. When he was in high school, there were times he was the most dominant and best player on the circuit in high school basketball. And I think right now it's just a matter of getting your legs back up under you, getting familiar again with this type of competition, because he did have a layoff and he is coming back from some injuries. But I think once he's completely healthy, he's going to be one of the most versatile players in the NBA.
Danny Manning, our guest here on Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Danny, Nikola Jokic dropped 40 pounds. And, you know, people talking about exciting, it'll be quicker and more fluid and all that. I always get concerned when a guy has a little bit of weight gain or a lot of a weight loss. Is that a big deal for you that a guy shows up in the bubble and he's 40 pounds lighter than he used to be?
That would definitely catch my attention. I think the Joker, he's so versatile and he's fun to watch. He's a tremendous basketball player. And during my professional career, there were times when I would, you know, go really to some modifications of my diet and change my body. So the biggest concern I'm going to have is, will the Joker still be able to post up and hold his post positioning,
right,
being 30 pounds lighter? Not necessarily saying he's weaker, but that weight helps you anchor your spot and hold your spot. And I think, you know, for his whole career, his body was what it was, and it gave him a chance to be versatile. And so he's going to have to go through some adjustments in terms of learning how to leverage his size now to gain better post position.
Now, the Denver Nuggets are set to face the Miami Heat, my team, the team I grew up watching in Miami, and this is their first game since the three practices. And Coach Malone has been struggling to field a quality team of five guys. Now, he's expected to be without maybe Will Barton and Gary Harris, and we've seen him use an all-big lineup. But knowing as though you face an Eric Spoelstra and a team that can shoot the three and shoot the three well, what's the best strategy for Mike Malone, knowing as though he may have to go with a big lineup?
Well, I think one thing for Coach Malone working in his favor, he has a deep squad. You know, you just mentioned the gentlemen that are hurt, but, you know, he's got a lot of different bodies that play minutes. You know, Morris comes in, Craig comes in. Those guys give him terrific minutes. Grant is a great player in terms of when those guys come in and they're the ultimate glue guys. They can give your team whatever you need, whether it's offensively and defensively, and they're so versatile. So, you know, he's got a lot of pieces to work with, but you're right. This Miami team, they shoot the three-point ball, and they shoot it at a very high clip, one of the best clips in the league in terms of percentage, and they get up a lot of them. So you're going to have to get out there and do a really good job of contesting at the three-point line, running those guys off the three-point shots and making them shoot tough contested twos.
Mm. The name Danny Manning means basketball. Join us here on Nick and Cecil on that Fireball VIP line. And Danny, I'm kind of piggybacking off that. I often thought in this, you know, bubble that the NBA's in and just kind of this end of the season ramp up here, I thought that small ball, I'm thinking about the Rockets specifically, might have a bit of an advantage, more so than the, you know, laborious going through your 82 games of a regular season. Do you see that as being correct? Could a team like Houston, could that small ball, you know, launching up all those threes, could that have more success in this format maybe than it would in a normal grinded-out playoff series?
I agree with you. I do believe that smaller lineups will run the day in terms of duration of the restart. You know, just watching the last game, you know, watching the Bucks, and before you know it, they've got the Greek Freak playing the five spot. You know what I mean? And so now you've got to match up to them in terms of he's so good, he can score the basketball from dribble penetration, getting on the glass, running the wing. So you've got to make sure you have somebody mobile enough to keep up with them. And this Heat team definitely has that when you talk about Bam. He is a talented player. I think he should be the most improved player in the league, and he should definitely be on one of those all-defensive teams.
You know, Danny, when you look at the Western Conference, the top two teams are the Lakers and the Clippers, and they played last night. An exciting game. You know, LeBron James closed it out with a two-pointer there to help the Lakers edge out the Clippers. But when you look at the West as a whole, and you throw Houston in there, you throw Utah, and you throw the Denver Nuggets, which teams have the best opportunity to come out of the West?
Well, you know, I think you can never count out a team with LeBron James. You can never count out a team when you've got two guys in Kawhi and Leonard and Paul George. But to me, I think the Nuggets are a team that should be a dark horse for a lot of different people for the championship. You know, they're sitting at a really good spot in the competitive Western Conference, like you said, and they're very versatile. And I think as they continue to move forward in this restart, they start adding bodies back. They'll start being able to wear some teams down because they'll be able to throw so many different pieces at you, versatile pieces that, you know, right now Coach Malone doesn't have at his disposal.
I like the sounds of that. Danny Manning joining us here on Nick and Cecil. And Danny, my final question for you, it has to do with old school basketball, like 90s basketball specifically, the era that you played in, the era that you were dominant in, and just kind of how the game has changed. I love the low post play. I love the big, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon, those type of players, big, athletic, versatile, can low post, can grind down there. The game has turned into a three-point fest, which has taken some adjustment for an old-school fan like me to get used to. But Nick and I always argue, right, because he's a Heat fan, and I hate to admit this, but I'm a Knicks fan.
Why are you a Knicks fan? I have no idea.
Because of Patrick Ewing and Larry Johnson. Come on.
And they won what? Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I don't care. It was fun in the day. But the way the game has changed, will it swing back to more low post play, or is this kind of the evolution of basketball and you know, it's more of a perimeter game now?
I think right now it's more of a perimeter game, but I think a lot of it just depends on the players that you have in the league. You know, you're talking about the 90s, and you can't, you know, you talk about Patrick Ewing, but you know, Shaq, you know, when I'm in the league, every team had two players on their roster that were the guys supposed to guard Shaq whenever you played Shaq. And so he created roster spots for big guys. I mean, you think about the 90s and all the 7-foot guys that were on all those rosters, they were on those rosters to match up with Shaq when your team ran across them. And right now, you don't have anybody of that physical magnitude in the game. But once you do, then teams will make adjustments and have somebody on their roster that'll be prepared to guard it. But right now, it's more of an international field game. I think the bigs, there are only a handful of big guys that do not shoot the three ball.
Right.
You know, so now they're out on the perimeter. Now they're dribble handoffs. Now they're twisting the ball screens where they go set one angle, then quickly reverse around and change the angle and set it going in the opposite direction. So you've got guys that are very versatile out there in terms of their movement. And I think, you know, it's kind of mimicking, to be honest with you, a lot of European basketball, the free flowing, the dribble handoffs and things of that nature. And you're seeing more big guys on the perimeter making backdoor passes, dribbling at guys, making backdoor cuts and dribble handoffs.
You know, Danny, you've never been the type of guy to allow grass to grow under your feet. And I just want to know, man, you know, what's next for Danny Manning?
Well, you know, for me, I love the game of basketball. I'm passionate about it. I love to share my insight and help people grow and develop in terms of coaching. And I want to be involved with the game. So whether I'm trying to do some TV and radio, but I also, you know, coaching is something that I enjoy. For me, being around my family and sharing my insight and love for the game of basketball is what I like to do. And so hopefully something falls into place for me as we move forward in those lines.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk with NBA greats, guys who play back in a time period where Cecil and I call real basketball. So it's always definitely a pleasure to talk to you. And whatever direction you choose, whether it's radio or coaching, but I know it's going to be something great. And just know that anytime you want to come back on and talk hoops, you have a place on the Nick and Cecil show. So thank you for joining us.
Nick and Cecil, thank you guys very much and take care.
There he is on the Fireball VIP line. That's a basketball legend, man. That's Danny Manning.
I love what he said about big men.
I did too, man.
We were both here with our hands
nodding
up.
Nodding our heads, yeah.
Because usually you don't think about the fact that, you know, when you think about Akeem, you think about Patrick, Alonzo Mourning, but then when Shaq came in, that definitely changed because you had to throw so many big bodies at Shaq because, well, we all knew that he couldn't shoot free throws. So you had to get him to the free throw line, one of his weaknesses, but it was great talking, you know, old school basketball.
You couldn't just have Patrick Ewing. You had to throw Chris Dudley in there from time to time.
Yeah. and once again, man, and that's why you guys, being a Knicks fan, you've been disappointed for so many years.
You guys?
Yeah. what do you mean, you guys?
What do you mean, you people? Yeah, okay. All right. There's Danny Manning on that Fireball VIP line. Certainly continuing the conversation. Love what he said about the Nuggets. What can we learn from Clippers and Lakers last night to move forward and kind of lay on the Nuggets' feet as they begin their season? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.